And that's really important as we're going to settle in our study this morning, is how many times do we ask that question when we're suffering or when we're being afflicted or that person's rejecting us, and we say, why are you allowing this, God? Or where are you in this, God? Where are you when suffering happens? Where are you in tragedy? Do you even know what's happening to me?
God knows. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him.
And I want to assure you, I want you to be assured and certain of this, the Lord knows.
Nothing's taken God by surprise. Do you know that? Whatever you decided to do didn't take God by surprise. He didn't suddenly come out of a little doze or a nap. This is not how God operates, and say, well, what happened? I didn't expect that. It didn't take Him by surprise. He knew.
You're in a basketball game. Tip-off happens. You receive the ball. You're dribbling and driving towards the hoop. What should you expect? Some opposition, right? Somebody better be trying to stop you, or what does that mean? You're driving to the wrong hoop.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
So I ask you again, where are your eyes? Are they looking back into the past? Or are they looking forward to all that is to come, both now and forevermore, because of Christ Jesus?
When we allow the circumstances of our lives to knock us down and then keep us down, we lose out. We lose out to be a blessing to the people around us. And ultimately, they lose out. But what did they do? They had nothing to do with the offense. If we allow that to happen, if we allow our circumstances to hold us down, they will. But if we allow the Lord to lift us back up, to heal our hearts, to wash our minds, He can and does restore the years the locusts have eaten. Psalm 119, verse 32, one of my favorites, says, I will run the course of your commandments, and you will enlarge in my heart. And that's the way it works, saying, I'm going to run after you, Jesus. I'm not going to let these things hold me back.
And so let me say it very clearly to you this morning. Jesus will come again. God's word says it so, and it will happen. That's the end of an era. That's the end of a portion of God's patience with anyone who has had the truth proclaimed to them, the gospel spoken to them. And I'm going to ask you, because of a great love for you that I'm expressing on behalf of God this morning, that you don't know when that day is going to come. You don't know when the judgment will come, neither do I. God's word doesn't give us a date and a time. In fact, it gives us quite the opposite. It gives us the knowledge that we don't know.
You need to trust in the prophetic, inerrant word of the Lord.
In Mark 4:35, on the same day when evening had come, He said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took Him along in the boat. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke Him and said to Him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Then He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But He said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" These disciples have been following Jesus for quite a while now, and they had seen a few things. But when they saw Him still that storm, it was that caused Him to say, "Who is this?"
Jeremiah chapter 17 says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He'll be like a bush in the wastelands. He'll not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. His confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
God is bigger than the box we want to put Him in. God does not make mistakes. Do you know that? Never in the history of the beginning and the end has God ever made a mistake.
It's storms of this life that often soften our soil in our hearts and cause our light to shine in the darkness. It's the storms that give that growth. It's the storms that give that increase. And He talks in there about some 30, some 60, some 100-fold that will reap from the work that He has done in our heart. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be content with the 30-fold reaping that God wants to do. I want to be in that 100-fold. I want to be as sold out to Jesus as I can. I want Him in my tiny little short life that I have here on earth to be able to accomplish as much as He wants.
God's word says, follow me. Don't go man's ways. Jesus calls those religious people in the New Testament who do all of that for the benefit of man hypocrites. Don't be like them.
I was in Mexico a couple years ago on a mission trip. And it was my first year in Mexico. My wife and I went and we were there. We're putting on a VBS for street kids. Most of these kids are just, think poverty and then multiply it by 10. I mean, they're living in trash heaps. They have been so neglected by their family. They're just lice-riddled hair and just infections all over. They're just kids, 3, 4, 5, barely walking. And we go down there to love on these kids in Guadalajara, Mexico. I'm a crew leader on this year one. So I've got a half dozen kids around me, and I'm loving on them. And by the end of the week, I want to take every single one of them home with me. I love them. And to think that I have to leave them and what they're going back to, it was hard. And on the last day, tears were just flowing for everyone. The next year comes around and we feel called to go back. We want to be a part of the same ministry. But leading up to that trip, man, bombs were going off in my life. I felt, I'm being attacked. I'm being persecuted. I'm being rejected. I'm hurt. I feel, in fact, like I'm hanging by a thread. How am I supposed to go to Mexico? I want to go because it was really good last year. I'm hoping maybe this will be the catalyst to lift me up. So we go. Day one of VBS rolls around. And these kids all come out of nowhere. Some of these kids are wearing the same VBS shirt from a year ago. Talk about hanging by a thread. And they remember us. And they're coming around. And immediately when I see them, my heart literally says, I can't do this. I'm too fragile. I'm too hurt right now. I have nothing to possibly pour out to these little kids. And so I'm kind of speaking broken Spanish to them. But I'm really telling them, look, I'm not going to be a crew leader this year. I'm going out into the street. I'm going to play some games. I don't want to be attached because the very second I saw them, all I remembered was the hurt. And so I started to say, hey, I'm out. I'm telling these kids, adios, si se puedes, whatever. What I'm doing, my very best thing I can do is I'm walking away. And these kids are reaching their hands out. They're saying, contigo, contigo, contigo. And I get to the door and I ask one of our mission team members, hey, what does contigo mean? And she says, it means with you. And I turn around and I look at all these kids. And they're saying, we just want to be with you. And I'm saying, but I've been hurt. I've been betrayed. I don't want you to hurt me, but you didn't do anything. I'm holding back the love of Jesus from these innocent kids who see it no other time in their lives. Because I won't get over my hurt. Because I won't let God heal my heart and I hold back. Church, do you see what I'm saying here? It's not about the people who hurt you. God will deal with them. It's not about the circumstances that have wounded you. God will work that for His glory and your good. It's about the people that God is putting in front of you right now. Will you love them? Will you love them?
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Get right with God through Jesus today, before it's too late.